previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
When he's not cooking up a storm in the kitchen, he finds himself on a committee for Town of the Year. Graafrenet has officially been voted in as the Eastern Cape finalist for Town of the Year. Gordon Wright, good morning. How are you?
Charlie, how are you, lad?
We are fine, thank you.
Morning, Lee.
How's
morning,
it, Gordon? Leo.
And vicariously, morning, Wayne.
Yes, he's tuned in, I'm sure. Morning, Wayne. Listen, Gordon, Graafrenet made it through to the final round of the...
We did.
Yes, yes. So what I'm wanting to know is, what did you guys have to do to get there? I'm hoping Nelson Mandela Bay can have a fighting chance perhaps in 2026.
Well, unfortunately, it's Dorp of the Year, not City of the Year. So, Graafrenet is a Dorp and not a City. So, you guys, I don't qualify. Although, maybe if you and Charlie put motivation in, you know, maybe they'll make an exception.
Maybe you can help us put out a breakfast buffet spread for the judges. That might help.
Lee, what we did was, we try to be the best town in the Karoo, really. And, you know, we have a lot of initiatives in our town. Tourism is a huge driver in our town. And obviously with COVID, it's been a big problem. You know, we have a big farming community as well. So our farmers have actually been flying the flag for us quite a bit, especially during COVID, being kind of the only guys who've been able to work during COVID and also feed the country, really. So the farmers in the mohair industry, you know, in the wool industry, have been doing a great job in the area. And then, of course, Graafrenet, we've been trying our best with our tourism association, who is terribly underfunded, I have to add, to try and put Graafrenet on the map. But it's very important for us to get Graafrenet out there. The small Karoo towns are battling, you know, they really are battling. And towns like Graafrenet, you know, we love to try and be a flagship to show what can be done in small towns in rural South Africa.
Gordon, you mentioned the lack of tourism. It's underfunded. 1 million rand is what is up for grabs for a Town of the Year. How can folk get involved? I believe there's an SMS campaign in place for anyone who wants to vote, or Graafrenet fans as well.
Absolutely. You don't have to live in Graafrenet to vote. There's an SMS line. It's 33157. And you need to put the name Graafrenet and vote to 33157. And voting is open right now. You can vote right now. You can vote pretty much as many times as you want, except not more than 30. But anyone who loves Graafrenet, if you come to strip tasting, you can vote. I mean, I think a lot of people know Graafrenet from strip tasting one weekend. There are many, many great reasons to vote for Graafrenet. But the main thing is, you know, we need your votes, guys. Please, the whole Eastern Cape, we need your votes. Graafrenet is the town that's the nominated town in the Eastern Cape. And we're really pleased. We need you to vote. 33157. And voting closes on Friday. So you have only got a limited time.
We're going to pop it up on our Facebook page as well, Gordon. So you can go and have a look, dear listener, on our breakfast page. I'll go FM Breakfast. All those details will be up there. And hopefully, Gordon, when Wayne is back, he's going to drag us off to Graafrenet for that strip tasting. He has been promising. He goes and enjoys it every year. He loves it and he keeps telling us about it. So hopefully we'll see you soon. I mean, just the most beautiful little town, steeped in tradition. It's just so gorgeous and clean. I stayed there recently. In fact, it's also become a very popular film destination. So there was a film, you know, filmed there last year, and the B&Bs and the guest houses are equally lovely. Just a quaint little town.
It is fantastic, Lee. Ironically, I was actually an extra in that film.
And it, damn it.
As was half of Graafrenet.
Yes!
Well, listen.
You know, you walk in Graafrenet streets and you'll see, you'll recognize so many faces from the movies.
From the movie.
We'd love to see you guys at strip tasting. Ticket sales actually opened yesterday. Very exciting. But we'd love to see you guys, man. Come on. It's about time that you guys get back to Graafrenet. We know you guys love being in Graafrenet.
Love your cooking, Gordon.
I'm hoping the powers that be at Algoa FM are tuned in, they're listening, and they can send us down there as a team. team.
Alfie, you here with us again?
There we have it. Raffinet has officially been voted in as Eastern Cape finalist for Town of the Year. Gordon Wright, thanks for representing Raffinet. Once again, the SMS number is 33157. The word is Raffinet. You can vote as many times as you want, except for 30 times. About 30 times you can. Thanks, Gordon. Thanks for catching up.
Cheers, guys. Lovely chatting to you again. Cheers, and please, Gordon. Everyone, vote for Raffinet.
There we go. Thanks, Gordon.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.